الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما وارزقوهم فيها واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the yatim's right and the woman's right of receiving mahar. Now since mahar is related to wealth, it's related to mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses here another issue which is related to wealth as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those people in your family who are considered as weak-witted people. Allah says, for example, your children who haven't yet reached the age of puberty, or perhaps certain people are not very sound in their minds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to their wealth, Allah says, وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. Allah says, don't give these weak-witted people their wealth which is actually in your control. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't give them their wealth which is actually in your control because you are the guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He's addressing the guardians of such people. Allah says, and this wealth that is in your control, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to you to maintain them with this wealth. وَرْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا. So don't give it to them because they won't know how to use it. They might squander it and this wealth will just get wasted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from this particular wealth, you must provide them with this wealth. وَكْسُوهُمْ. And you can clothe them with this wealth as well. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Sometimes these people, because they cannot decide for and discern for themselves, they may demand for their wealth at times. Allah says, then too, still utter and still say a good and kind word to them. Don't harm and hurt them in any way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the wealth of the yatama, the orphans. Allah says, وَبَتَرُوا الْيَتَامَ. Allah says, always keep on testing the abilities of the yatama, the orphans. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحِ. So Allah says, see, do they recognize the value of wealth? Do they know how to use wealth? Allah says, keep on testing their abilities until they reach the age of puberty, that is the age of nikah. Allah says, when they reach this age, فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَدَفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Allah says, all along if you see that these yatama now, you perceive that they have the ability to make sound judgment, Allah says, then you may give them their wealth. Then فَدْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Then give them their money, give them their possessions, give them their wealth. Allah says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَنْ يَكْبَرُوا. Allah says, but don't consume their wealth, don't eat up their wealth, إِسْرَافًا, extravagantly, وَبِدَارًا, and hastily, أَيَّكْبَرُوا, lest they get big, and then they will ask and demand for the wealth that you have consumed. Allah says, again Allah is talking to the wali, وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًّا. That wali, that guardian, if he's ghani, if he's rich, فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ, he should abstain from eating, he should abstain from benefiting from the wealth of this orphan, from this yatim. وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا. But supposedly, this wali, this guardian, he's faqir, he's poor himself. Then can he benefit from this wealth of the yatim? Then فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Allah says, he may eat also. With ma'ruf means he may eat in a fair way. In other words, he may take what is reasonable from the wealth of the yatim for his guardianship. فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Allah says, once you give them their wealth, their haqq, فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ, and take witness over them. Let them know, here's the shahid, I have given you your wealth, I have given you your money, and let this person write it and record it. And Allah says, and after all, the best recorder and the best reckoner is Allah, because Allah is sufficient as a reckoner. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.